A judge asked Virginia Tech to settle an April 16th lawsuit out of court. Radford police must decide what to do with a historic building and the aftermath of a blasting incident on I-81. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM Blacksburg. I'm Joel Beebe. Special Justice William Alexander asked Virginia Tech's lawyers to resume settlement talks out of court. The wrongful death case was issued against the university after the 2007 shootings. Two victims' families, the Prides and the Petersons, filed suit against the university exactly 2 years after the tragedy. Since then, the case has continued without resolution. A lawyer requested that Judge Alexander reconsider dismissing Virginia Tech President Charles Steger. Steger had two $10 million wrongful death charges brought against him by the Pride and Peterson families. Judge Alexander denied the request and asked state lawyers to come to a settlement before the March 5th court date. 28 of the affected families have settled outside of court, each for approximately $100,000. Two unidentified families chose not to file a claim. The Radford police must now decide what to do with their abandoned historic police building. The building has been vacant for several months now after the police department moved to a new high-tech facility on Robertson Street. The building is more than 100 years old. The city is considering giving the building to the Industrial Development Authority, who will seek proposals for renovations. The building is in poor shape and is in desperate need of some TLC. However, if nobody offers to renovate the building, it could be torn down. The Radford City Council will hold a meeting about the building later this month. The Virginia Department of Transportation decided it will not change its blasting procedure after two large boulders fell onto the roadway Monday. Construction was also halted yesterday, but because of a mechanical failure unrelated to the boulders. Many drivers are fed up with the constant delays from the construction, which has continued since last year. Delays have extended onto Route 460 in Christiansburg. VDOT spokesperson Jason Bond told WDBJ7 that while there is a potential for more incidents, such as the one on Monday, the blasting should hopefully be complete by this spring. VDOT has started using rolling detours at the construction site where traffic is slowed and must follow a police car, creating up to 20-minute delays. In traffic news, a tanker truck carrying corrosive acid crashed on northbound I-81 this afternoon around 2:30. The accident was unrelated to the blasting in the area. The accident is now clear, though there may still be short delays in the area related to the event. North Main Street will experience intermittent lane closures between Woodbine Drive and Givens Lane. Flaggers will be in the area to direct traffic around utility crews who are replacing a sewer main from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. Expect delays and use an alternate route when possible. Now to your Hokie Sports with Sean.
Thanks, Joel. Despite being 3-7 in the ACC, Greenbrook squad is aiming to finish the season off strong.
Start and, we're all disappointed and frustrated. We thought that we could, grind through this a little bit better than we have. But you know what? On the other hand, you got six games left, and who knows what's going to happen in those last six games.
One variable that could aid the team would be the emergence of a leader on the court. To hear the full report by WUVT sports reporter Nick D'Alfonso, visit wuvt.vt.edu and click on the News, Sports, Weather tab on the sidebar. The Hokies will take on the 21st-ranked Seminoles tomorrow in Tallahassee at 7 p.m. The VT men's and women's dive team and the women's swimming team will be hosting the ACC Championships at the Christiansburg Aquatic Center today through Saturday. The women's 200-meter relay and 800-meter relay start off the meet at 6 p.m. The men's team will host the conference championship starting next Wednesday. The women's tennis team is hosting the VCU Rams this afternoon. To start, the Rams have won all three of the doubles matches. At last update, Shannon Betts beat VCU's Daria Yakuleva in the first game, but is down 5-3 in the second game. For WUVT Sports, I'm Sean Dierley. Here's Dan Golf with the weather.
Thanks, Sean. High pressure centered over the mid-Atlantic has brought clear skies and warm temperatures to the New River Valley this afternoon. The temperature at the Virginia Tech Airport hit 57, but our warm afternoon will come to an end with the sun sets as temperatures dip to a low of 35 tonight. Skies become increasingly cloudy starting tonight as an area of low pressure moves east from the southern plains. An associated warm front will be responsible for showers in the area beginning around sunrise on Thursday. Temperatures still make it to 51 in the afternoon despite overcast skies for most of the day. Rain ends in the evening and clearing begins Thursday night as temperatures dip to 33. Clear skies return on Friday thanks to an area of high pressure building in from the Midwest. Temperatures soar to 53 Friday afternoon and hit a low of 28 Friday night. While high pressure keeps clear skies and highs in the upper 40s around for most of the day Saturday, some concern still remains regarding a potential storm system on Sunday. Plan on some precipitation at some point later Sunday with cooler temperatures. Whether it falls as rain or snow still remains to be seen. Further updates will come on WUBT News throughout the week. In the WUBT Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Goff. Back to you, Joel.
Thanks, Dan. Right now, it's fair in the New River Valley. It's 59 in Roanoke, 57 near Dublin and Pulaski, 59 in Marion, 59 near Bluefield, and it's 57 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Joel Beebe.
FM 90.7 Blacksburg. Thank you.
This hour of programming is brought to you by Gilly's. Located at 153 College Avenue in Blacksburg, Gilly's offers vegetarian cuisine and seafood entrees as well as daily specials for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, featuring live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Gilly's sister store, Bolo's, is located right around the corner at 206 Draper Road. For more information, contact Gilly's at 540-961-2307 or www.gillysrestaurant.net. WUVT would like to thank Gilly's for their
WUVTFM 90.7 Blacksburg.
The Nepalese Student Association of Virginia Tech is presenting Nepal Night. Oh, Nepal Night. 2012, February 18th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Graduate Life Center. This event will celebrate Virginia Tech's diversity with acoustic performances, traditional dances, martial arts demonstrations, and a fascian show. You're listening to WUVT-FM Blacksburg. This hour of programming is brought to you by Gillies. Located at 153 College Avenue in Blacksburg, Gillies offers vegetarian cuisine and seafood entrees as well as daily specials for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Gillies features live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Sister store Bolo's is located right around the corner at 206 Draper Road. 540-961-2703 or www.gillyrestaurant.net for more information.